If there's an encyclopedia of Texas A&M, it may be in the brain and the knowledge of Haskell Monroe. Saw Mr. Monroe not long ago, and I reminded him of the series that we did a few years ago on Bravo Brazos Valley, talking about the history of Texas A&M. And I thought, well, a lot of people hadn't heard that one, and it's time to share it again. So this is the first of a series that I did a few years back with Haskell Monroe, who knows all things A&M. If you don't know Haskell Monroe, you're probably in the minority in this town. It's high time you knew about this fascinating historian of Texas A&M. He never took a class here, but he's taught a bundle of them before and after gigs in the Navy as president of the University of Texas at El Paso, as chancellor at the University of Missouri. That was all after his youth that started with his birth in Garland, which back then, he says, was a 20-mile drive from Dallas.
No one in the family tree had ever finished high school, let alone go to college. But I have no memory that does not include my parents saying to me very firmly, when you go to college.
Haskell Monroe's dad was a construction carpenter in military camps around Texas and Arkansas. His family moved to Orange, where Haskell went to high school. Then he was off to Austin College for undergraduate and his master's degree. Then to Rice for his PhD, and that led him to A&M.
We are looking for a job in the summer of 1959, and I got a call that spring that A&M needed somebody to come and teach, to fill in for a man who was gone, going to be gone for a year. The pay was $4,950 for 9 months, and that was a pretty good job. In January of that year, the department head, Joseph Milton Nance, Notes Nance was the nickname the kids gave him. He called me into his office on a special January day, and he said that the man I was replacing was not coming back, and then he added the sentence, "So you can stay."
Besides getting a full-time job, Haskell Monroe didn't know it at the time, but he was about to become a vital part of A&M's history.
I was appointed as the secretary of the Aspirations Committee. We were to spend 18 months studying what we thought A&M should aspire to be in 1976, the centennial.
And that committee, in 1961, made some fairly significant and controversial recommendations.
Coeducation, non-compulsory core, racial integration, broadening curriculum, include more disciplines, more graduate programs, changing the name.
Yeah, the Aspirations Committee advised the name be changed to Texas State University.
We looked at what every other state we knew of had done, and every state we knew of, the separate land-grant school in Kansas and Oklahoma and Mississippi and da-da-da-da-da had been Oklahoma A&M College, Kansas A&M, Mississippi, and they changed it to Oklahoma State. We recommended Texas State University.
But the administration did not go for that. Otherwise, we'd be whooping for good old TSU right now. The final report of the committee was written by Monroe, who gave it to then-Vice President Wayne C. Hall, who gave it to University President Earl Rutter, who had some thoughts about the radical changes.
I go back to the office and start reading it, and I find some very mysterious, difficult words to comprehend. No way, ain't gonna happen, can't do this. How'd y'all come up with this?
Turns out, according to Haskell Monroe, Rutter became a true believer of the changes with some urging of a future U.S. president with the initials LBJ, who had some pretty strong UT ties. Listening to it again, I remember this was a great series with Haskell Monroe about Texas A&M, and you'll hear more of it tomorrow. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.